Tato paife kumenyana musie. Tato paife kumenyana musie. Tato paife kumenyana musie. The story is told that once upon a time, somewhere in Africa, somewhere deep in the forest, there were two villages. These two villages straddled a river. On one side, the people who lived in the village on the north were amazing farmers. Anything they put in the ground would grow. Corn, cabbage. They had orchards and orchards of fruit, all kinds of vegetables. They worked very hard, but they also played and they would sing and share stories. In the village on the north, life was good. In the village of the south, they were also farmers, but they were farmers of a different kind. Cows, pigs, chickens, goats, you name it that you can find on a farm, they had in abundance. The mountains where the goats would go and graze and the cows would go and graze. In and around the huts where the children would play, the chickens would and the ducks would waddle. They were happy. They also sang and they danced and they shared stories. On the south side of the river, life was good. But as you can see, the people on the north, even though they had all the vegetables and the fruit, they were not vegetarian. Every now and then, they wanted sausage with their breakfast. Every now and then, a nice thigh of chicken would go down well with the rice or the wheat that they grew. And the people on the south side of the river, they had all the eggs that they could want. They had all the meat that they could want. But every now and then, a nice salad would be so good. Biting into a tomato that you had just picked up off the vine would be so amazing. And so, as you can see, the people on the north side of the river had to agree with the people on the south side of the river, and the exchange across the river was very robust. All day canoes went from one side to the other, taking eggs and meat and all of the dairy products from the south side and from the north side. All day, tomatoes and carrots and apples and mangoes and bananas. Life was good. However, there's always an however. There were people on the north side who were sometimes just a little too greedy. And in the middle of the night, they would go across the river stealthily and just take a little more than what they had agreed and bring it back to their side to sell. And when the south side would wake up and realize that somebody had been in their granary or somebody had been and taken more eggs, there would be a big argument and often a fight. And dads and brothers would come home with black eyes and no teeth, and the children would look and just shake their heads. And every now and then, equal, the people from the south would also go across the river in the middle of the night, and they would harvest too many apples or harvest too many bananas and bring them across the river and go and sell. And when the people from the north woke up and realized, there would be an argument and a fight. And the children would look and shake their heads. For the most part, life was good. The people in the north would sing and dance. Yelele, 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 tikuvina. Yelele, 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 tikuvina. And the people on the south would also sing and dance. Yelele, 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 tikuvina. Yelele, 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 tikuvina. We are dancing, we are dancing. Life is good. But there were those incidences that happened and those fights. And the black eyes, and the missing teeth, and the children would just shake their heads. One day, the people from the north, four individuals, got really, really greedy. In the middle of the night, they took four canoes and went across the river and went to the cattle kraal and took two bulls, put them in the canoe, and took them to their side. Now, bulls were the mainstay of the herd. And this was a big insult. When the people of the south woke up and realized that two of their bulls were gone, they were mad. This was not going to be a small argument. This was not going to be a small fight. They started to plan. They actually drew up the battle plan. There was a place high up on the mountain when there was a big grievance that the two villages, the men, would go up there and have their battle. How could they do that? We're going to take out all our spears, all our everything. And on the north side, the men knew that this was going to be a big battle. The children were just watching the rhetoric going back and forth across the river. And the children huddled into their own meeting. What are we going to do? Because you see, the children remembered the last time the men went up the hill. Some did not come back on their own two feet. And the children remembered this. And when they heard the whisperings going back and forth, and when they saw the men doing the war dances, they said, oh, this is not going to be good. So the children met together, and they whispered back and forth, what should we do? What should we do? What should we do? Finally, one of them came up with an idea, and the other said, that's it. That's what we're going to do. And so on the morning of the big battle, as the men were putting on their war paint and sharpening their spears and making sure that their shields were strong and making sure that their knob carries, the little wooden block on the end of the stick, was nicely weighted, the children had made their plan. The sun came up. The women kind of quietly went about their business. And then somebody said, wait, where are the children? By the time the sun is coming up, the children are playing with the chickens, and some have taken the goats up to the mountains. Where are the children? The children were gone. The children were missing. Immediately, all thoughts of battle went out of the heads of the warriors. As the sun was coming up, as they were sweating, their war paint was beginning to melt with the sweat. They searched everywhere. They went down into the orchards. They went up onto the mountain. They went into the valley. But they didn't go to the mountain where the battle was going. They didn't think the children would want to go there. They went everywhere else. And then, right at the foot of the mountain of the battle, they heard, "Over here, I see footsteps." And they all rushed to the foot of the mountain. All kinds of thoughts now beginning to enter their head. What had happened? Where had the children gone? They followed the footsteps. And as they climbed the mountain, they could hear a sound coming down. But they could only hear bits and pieces. "Dado, Eve, wait, that's our children. What are they doing?" They climbed, the men up ahead, because they did not know what they were going to find. And the women bringing up the rear, all looking up the mountain. All thoughts of war, all thoughts of fighting, all thoughts of cows gone. Their only thought was the children. As they got closer, the singing was louder. "Dado ba ife." They froze. The children were singing. The children were saying, "We are tired. Stop fighting." As they got higher and higher, they continued to walk. They came up onto the field where for years and years and years, some men had lost their lives. Blood had poured into the thick brown soil. As they came over and saw the children, they all froze. The children from the north village and the children from the south village were in a circle, holding hands, dancing, where for years there had been nothing but war. "Dado ba ife kumenyana musiye, musiye. Dado ba ife kumenyana musiye, musiye." And when they saw that the men had come up, the children gestured to the men and said, "Come and join us." And the men gestured to the women and said, "Look, our children are teaching us." And so from the north side of the village and from the south side of the village, they made circles and they danced. Some of the men had brought their drums because they did not know what was going to happen. And many times when they went into a situation where they did not know what was going to happen, they brought their drums. And so the drummers started playing. "Dado ba ife kumenyana musiye, musiye." Wait, they might have been just like you. And I know you guys can sing and dance. So why don't you get up and sing this song that the children taught the adults? "Dado ba ife kumenyana musiye, dato pa ife kumenyana musiye, dato pa ife kumenyana musiye. They danced and they sang. As they walked down the mountain, they danced and they sang. And when they got back to their villages, they came together and had a meeting and agreed that from that day on, anytime there was a dispute, anytime there was an argument, no matter how big the grievance, they would go up to the mountain and instead of fighting, they would talk and then they would dance.